Police Minister Senzo Mcunu says some of the weapons police confiscate from criminals are military weapons.
More than 430 illegal and unlicensed firearms, which include handguns, rifles. And those of you who know about firearms, when you talk about a rifle, we talk about a huge firearm, and in some cases includes automated ones like AK-47. That is weapons that are used in wars. Now, these criminals carry such weapons just for their criminalities. Now, these 430 combination of all of them were seized in that period of 4 months. The majority of these firearms were seized in the Eastern Cape, where we are. Police are not just following because the public may hear us wrongly. There is a dedicated unit to start with that deals with illegal firearms, and they're at work 24/7. But generally, it is the work of police to seek information, follow on information on illegal firearms. But in almost all the incidents that I've spoken about, I know of no CIT incident where police chase and catch these people, only to find that these people who are involved are only carrying pens. They all, without any exception, carry firearms, heavy firearms. And incident after incident, when they perish, as has happened in the past, we get lots and lots of firearms, including AK-47s, including guns. And by the way, even incidents of extortionism or extortion incidents where people try to shoot at police, we pick up firearms, even handguns and all of that. So these are various methods through which we collect these firearms. But we know, until we, at some point, we'll sit down and get better information in terms of where do the majority of these illegal firearms come from. We do have information, but we have to prove and cross-check that and go where these firearms come from and how they get here. But it's clear that the number of firearms out there, illegal firearms, is quite high and soaring.
The minister was speaking in the Eastern Cape on Saturday after 18 family members were shot dead while they gathered to prepare for attend a traditional cleansing of death ceremony for two family members murdered a year ago. Crime analyst Dr. Chris de Kock comments on the issue of guns in the country.
We have a very serious crime problem, and we have a very serious organized crime problem. You know, guns in legal hands, people who have applied for their guns, their license, and they have licensed firearms, and they keep it according to the prescriptions of the law in a safe, and they don't unnecessarily carry it in public. And if they carry it in public, they carry it so not can't be seen, and so on and so forth. Mm. That's not the problem. The problem is we have got criminals which have guns in their hands. And even if we today, if a law has been made to say that everybody must give back their firearms, they are not going to release their firearms or give it back to the police. So it's basically the illegal possession of firearms. That's a problem. And unfortunately, we also have these, it seems, hit squads or hit men, which carry very, very heavy caliber guns like AK-47s and R4s and R5s, which they either stole from the police or from the defense force or maybe security companies. But those heavy caliber guns, I mean, they can cause havoc and kill many people at a time, as we have seen over the weekend in the Eastern Cape.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.